This March was the warmest on record of the past 100 years, and it has produced another record, the earliest migration of several bird species, including warblers and hummingbirds. Marge Gibson is the executive director of Antigo's Raptor Education Group Wildlife Rehab Center.
We had hummingbirds that have already arrived. They really need to have an ambient temperature of at least 50, 60 degrees. And without that, they go into what we call torpor, in which they look like they're dead. Sometimes they're even hanging upside down from a branch.
Gibson says hummingbirds have been brought to the Raptor Education Group Center from as far north as Stevens Point and Wausau.
We have several here now that we're feeding, you know, artificially with nectar because basically it's too cold. Not enough flowers are blooming. They need the little insects that are in the flowers. And we don't have a lot of insects that can survive in this cold temperature.
The lack of insects is also affecting early arriving warblers, purple martins, and bluebirds.
Bluebirds, if they have youngsters, they feed the youngsters only insects. And we have had some baby bluebirds hatch already. Purple martins have been seen in the area, unfortunately, just before we had the cold period.
Gibson is asking people to hang their hummingbird feeders now, weeks ahead of schedule. She says you can help save warblers, bluebirds, or purple martins by putting out live or dried mealworms. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.